Our next item is item four, appointment of audit committee members. We currently have John Phillips is our audit committee chair and member, Jerry Holcomb, Rusty Watts, and David McDonald. Those are our four current audit committee members. So in terms of procedure, I guess my first thought is it's an appointment of the chair, as I understand it, and Karen or Gail will correct me if I'm wrong, but I would want to gauge the interest of the existing members for reappointment, because it seems to me the audit committee has been functioning, you know, really well in its current construct with its current personnel. And if they were interested in serving, unless someone else wants on and expresses an interest, that would be my inclination. So I'll throw that out there to the existing committee members and anybody who has an interest.
I'm happy to continue in my current role or any other role that you as chairman might like to so appoint me to.
Same here, right. Scott.
Well, I'll just go ahead and move then that we reappoint the existing finance committee.
That would certainly be my preference. So Gail and or Karen, is this a vote item or is this a chair appointment?
Gail, maybe you just get to do it.
This is a chair appointment.
Okay.
I just wasn't sure because I just want to be procedurally correct. All right. So I'm gonna exercise that authority and reappoint to the audit committee the existing members, John Phillips, Jerry Holcomb, Rusty Watts, and David McDonald. And I don't know if the audit committee itself establishes the organizational structure, but John is certainly the current chair and has been doing that for quite some time and well, I think. So I leave it to the audit committee, I guess, to organize themselves, but certainly that's the construct. So you're all appointed. Congratulations.
One procedural note, yes. Scott, if you could also designate a vice chairperson for the committee.
Okay, I didn't know if the committee would organize itself or if I would be appointing the actual officers. If I'm appointing officers, then I would reappoint John as chair. So
I
is
think
there
that's traditional?
Okay. So is there?
Rusty is our current vice chair, and assuming he would like to continue in that role, I'd certainly encourage that.
Looks that way. I get a thumbs up. So Rusty Watts is appointed vice chair of the audit committee. Thank you for the clarifications and procedure. Congratulations. I don't know if they're serving lunch at the audit committee. I doubt it because you're appearing virtually, but it's usually the great gig to have after board meetings.